fear you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show. We're so glad you joined us this Tuesday during your lunchtime. We are so happy to be with you on the radio. We've been on the radio now on Tuesday for about a month. We love this spot. Love that we're now an hour show.
We've gotten an upgrade.
Upgrade.
We've gotten an upgrade. We are now upgraded to an hour during the coveted lunchtime. Yes,
that's
we are.
Wonderful. So if you are new to listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition, let us tell you a little bit about us. We're a store, actually, in Palm Harbor, Florida, on the corner of Alderman Road and Alternate 19.
A store of the same name, Gulf Coast Nutrition.
Store of the same name, Gulf Coast Nutrition. And we have wonderful things in the store. We have, of course, a variety of different supplements that you will find very intriguing. Lots of wonderful brands, sports nutrition, things like that. We have some specials going on, September specials. We have Dr. Vanessa's anti-aging collagen, which is a great collagen source, 25% off. Shenmen Hair Care, 30%. Your Himalaya Stress Care, that Himalaya product is wonderful. A lot of their products are wonderful, based on Ayurvedic herbs. Very good product, 30% off. All of the amazing grass supplements, so all of your super greens and your superfoods, and that great new immunity product they have, the Tangerine Immunity, which has the mushroom complex in it. I love that formula. All of that amazing grass, 25% off. And then all of the Renew Life Digestive Enzymes, which are wonderful enzymes. We also have those at 30% off. So that's our September specials. We, of course, have other things going on in the store. So certainly come by or give us a call, see what else is happening. We have lab testing there.
Yes, we do. And that 23andMe test is available through our facility.
Yes, wonderful test. I love that test.
Yes, you can find out about your genetic ancestry, as well as any other little issues you might be having with your genetic snippets, as they say.
The snippets. The polymorphisms you may have that may be related to some health issues.
So good. And it's a really easy test to take. You basically spit in a tube and send it on off
Everybody
in the mail.
Everybody spits. You know how to spit, right?
Yeah. So there you go.
We're going to be talking today with our good friend, Dr. Erica Bradshaw, and we're going to be talking about some things that a lot of people come in the store looking for help with, and that's hair, skin, and nails.
Absolutely.
So a lot of different issues that happen with our hair, skin, and nails. And, you know, us women, we're always a little bit more, concerned about how our hair looks. You know, I don't know. Some men are very concerned about that, I guess.
You're staring at me.
I'm staring at you.
As you say that.
You're a prepper. You like to prep your hair and look good. That's important.
I've had that same John Travolta hairdo from the 1977 Saturday Night Fever movie that I've had. Since then, it's the same style. It hasn't changed since the 70s. So,
you know what's really curious? If you've ever seen, which none of the listeners would ever see this, but for us family members, to see you and your father.
Oh, and all my other brothers.
And your brothers all lined up.
Oh, we have exactly the same hairline.
You have exactly the same hairline, all of you.
Everything is.
it's very, very dominant gene there.
Yes.
Dr. Erica Bradshaw, as I mentioned, is here with us today. Hi, Dr. Bradshaw.
Hi, you guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you? So good to have you in the studio again.
Great to be here.
Yeah. And how's things going with you?
Things are great. Everything's stable-able.
That's good.
Yep.
Stable label is good. So we're talking today a little bit about hair, skin, and nails. And I mentioned hair. Why don't we start, with hair? And there's lots of things that people are concerned about their hair. I mean, sometimes it's dry. Like what could be the issue there with dry hair? A lot of people come in and I'll see that their hair is just very, very dry.
Well, the first thing I think about with that is what they're putting into their bodies, you know, quality foods. That's important for healthy hair. Another thing might be their hormones, especially, you know, the thyroid. That can make your hair very coarse and dry.
Oh.
And sometimes fatty acid deficiencies as well. So there's
important the essential things. Fatty acids, your omega oils are very good to make your hair shiny and make it
resilient.
Resilient. We all like resilient hair.
Yeah.
We like our, especially, you know, we like our, your hair is very shiny,
yes,
Dr. V.
I'm lucky. I have the.
It's very thick
well, I
and
take
shiny.
Well, I take all the supplements I need that you tell me to take. That's why my hair looks so good.
He might put some argan oil on his hair, too.
Oh, I love the argan oil. I've been using that on my skin, actually, and I love it.
You can even eat it.
Oh, really? Well, I never tried to eat it.
Yeah, there are some chefs that use it in their cooking.
Ah. But. And I think the babao oil, I don't know if you've heard of that one. That's also very good.
Bacopa or no?
No.
Babao.
Babao. Yeah. That's also a nice oil for the skin. I know it does, doesn't it?
Sea buckthorn is one that I've used before. And
now that's very high in the omega-7, the sea buckthorn, which is very, very good for skin and hair and all of that. So that's a really good suggestion. So taking things, whatever you're eating or something like that, certainly reflects in what the hair looks like.
Yeah, I've heard about actresses using coconut oil, eating 3 spoons of coconut oil for their hair and their skin.
There's lots of people eating coconut oil now. It's a huge, huge seller in the store.
Yeah, it helps with more than just that. I mean, the brain.
Mm-hmm. It's huge. Yeah. They use it. They use it actually to reduce inflammation in the brain when people are injured.
Yeah, it's another pathway to gain your energy and your brain function. It's just another pathway, especially for demented patients.
Yeah, I've had a lot
people
of
with amyloid.
Neurologists have sent people in looking for that who have had head injuries, and they recommend they get that 93% medium chain triglyceride coconut oil. Absolutely. So many times I've seen
that. But I know a lot of people who are actually not only eating it, but they're using it on their skin. They're using it in their hair.
People that want to
get out of the shower, you put coconut oil on it.
Yeah, they want less exposures to the toxins in the mainstream creams and things like that. So they want to simplify. I have a few patients that do that as well. I've tried to put lavender oil in some at home. I dibble dabble in all kinds of things. So shea butter is also really nice.
So now, other than dryness, I know one of the biggest problems with hair is certainly hair loss. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem not only in men, which is a big problem for men, but it's also a big problem for women.
Yeah, 40 million men in the U.S., which is basically 2 out of 3 people, have significant hair loss. And they say 25% of them before the age of 30 and 65% before the age of 60 have male pattern baldness. So
wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. And
Dr. V, I'm sorry to say that you do have a little bit.
A little bit of
hair loss there in the front.
You didn't say a lot. You said a little bit. So I'll go with a little bit. I'll take that.
See, that's interesting because if you look at his hairline, it's like an M shape, and that's how it begins to recede. It becomes an M shape. But if Dr. V doesn't take something like saw palmetto to block the 5-alpha reductase and the DHT, he might end up with the rest of the hair going. So now's the time before you get that M. If you see any of your male family members with that M, I think it would be a good thing. Well, you could go to your doctor and find out if you convert your testosterone into DHT. But even just starting a supplement of saw palmetto is the easiest thing that you can do.
And because it blocks the DHT production in the body.
And the 5-alpha reductase as well. So
now that happens not only in men, though. The DHT can happen in women as well, right?
Yeah, women can have female pattern baldness. And this can be genetic. And it's also associated with DHT. But the kind of thinning that women get as opposed to men is they just get it all over the place.
And I've seen some women who come in and their hair is, very, very thin. I mean, you can see the scalp through the hair. And I thought that was also having to do with the estrogen level.
Well, I think the DHT slows down the growth of the hair follicles over time, and then they get thinner and thinner each time it grows out.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a dormant stage, and there's an active growth phase of the hair cycle. But the DHT actually slows down that cycle and then eventually makes the hairs thinner and then balding occurs. And it won't
so it's
grow.
Not that they have less hair, it's that the actual hair shaft and the rod of the hair is so thin now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm, interesting.
Yes.
So what are some other reasons that men and women may have hair loss, other than the hormone and the DHT? And
well, there could be autoimmune diseases, lupus, sometimes, which... Yeah, I mean, you have to check their immune system for something like that. Sometimes heavy metal overburden can also contribute to hair loss as well. So, I mean, those are some of the things.
So, Dr. Bradshaw, there's a way where people should, if they're getting significant hair loss, they should also consult a physician, because they would need to get certain lab tests to see where this thinning hair is coming from or why it is, whether it's hormone-based, whether it's a disease process and autoimmune, that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, because it can be a challenge to treat. Some people just don't have good hair because of protein digestion, for example.
Right, lack of protein,
mm-hmm.
lack of iron, I think.
Yeah, and anorexia. Well, lack of iron affects the thyroid also, which affects the hair.
So, the hair loss can just be a symptom of something else that's going on in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So it may not be the problem itself.
And I've seen people come in and say, hey, I have some hair loss, what should I do? And, you know, that's an open-ended question. There's so much. But Dr. Bradshaw, if someone wants to get some testing, what's the phone number that they should call to get in touch with you about some testing that they would
need? 813-810-1688, and that's at my office in Brandon. And I'm also in Tarpon Springs.
Okay. Folks, we'll be right back in a minute to cover more with Dr. Bradshaw. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition. Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition. We are here speaking with Dr. Erica Bradshaw. She's an integrative medical physician who has her practice both in Tarpon Springs and Brandon. And her phone number, 813-810-1688, to give her a call at the office, 813-810-1688. And I, of course, I'm also here with my co-host, Brenda B.
Ta-da!
All right.
Me.
Yes, take it away,
and
Brenda B.
I wanted to mention, if you have questions for us, please email me at brenda@gulfcoastnutrition.com, because we might be able to read your email on air and answer your question that way, or I can certainly get back to you as well. So again, that's brenda@gulfcoastnutrition.com.
You got your own email from the store? I didn't get my own email.
I keep telling you to get,
of course. You talk with our tech people, you get your own email.
Of course.
I think I just got a key to the place last week.
That's silly.
You've had
a key to the place for at least a month now.
We've been there a year, by the way. But no, you get all the good stuff there, Brenda B. They love you there.
And like Dr. V mentioned, we're talking with our good friend, Dr. Erica Bradshaw, and we've been talking about hair, skin, and nails. And we're going to finish up talking about hair and move on in a little bit about skin and nails, because that's also very interesting. But we were talking about blocking that DHT, and we were talking as well about other reasons why hair loss occurs. I mean, we had mentioned thyroid problems. We had mentioned, you know, we didn't mention like tight hairstyles that can put a lot of pressure on the follicle.
Cultural hairstyles.
Right. So
like cornrows or putting your hair in a tight rubber band.
Right. Can put a lot of stress on the scalp.
Yeah. And pull the hairs right out.
And then that damages the follicle, mm-hmm. and it may not grow a hair back, I guess. Right?
Probably.
And hairs?
Over time.
Right. So we lose a lot of hair, though, don't we?
Yeah.
On a daily basis?
We can lose 50 to 100 hairs a day. If your hair is thicker, you might even lose 150 hairs a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you see that hair loss happening, yeah, it's not necessarily a normal, you know, it's not abnormal to lose hair. And from what I understand, actually, your hair grows about a quarter of an inch every month and keeps growing for 6 years, and then that hair actually falls out after 6 years and another hair starts growing in its place.
Yeah, I think that's a 2 to 6 year phase, and then there's a 2 to 6 month phase where 10% is dormant. So 10% isn't growing, and then 90% goes through those phases. Now, if someone has acute stress, they can just lose all the hair that's in the dormant phase, or more of the hair will go into the dormant phase and then you'll lose it that way.
Oh.
Like women after having babies, for example, have that, or just acute stress like medical school maybe, tests, the rent, paying the rent every month.
Yeah, a lot of stresses in life.
Job,
now, when
security.
It, when it goes dormant like that, if the stress is relieved, will that come back usually?
Yeah, it can. I think there were some cases with women there that were in Auschwitz in World War II whose hair turned gray and they lost their hair and then it actually grew back. You know, so you can have that.
Talk about
from,
ultimate stress. That's about the pinnacle right there.
The extreme.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but you know, you mentioned DHT blockers and we talked about saw palmetto and how that's good for not only men to block DHT, it's also good for women. And you mentioned you use that in your practice and you suggest that and you've seen great results.
I've had some women that do really well on it. And now I'm thinking of another particular woman, but she's quite thin. So I wonder about what she's putting in her body, because I know anorexia can also make you not grow hair that well. So we need to make sure that she's eating
mm-hmm.
first. You know, some women like to stay slim. I mean, I guess all of us do.
Yeah, to a certain point. I mean, you know, we shouldn't be, certainly that's a whole nother issue. We shouldn't be overly concerned about, you know, the thinness. You know, it's important to be healthy.
Yeah, well, you can watch calories, but still get all the nutrients you need. That's one of the key things I see at, you know, at Gulf Coast Nutrition. You have all those protein shakes that have, you know, low calorie, but have some great nutrients to them, which is a key factor there.
Yeah, especially getting the fatty acids as well in there.
Did you know that emu oil is a DHT blocker?
Is it? I
just learned that today.
You stumped both of us.
I know. Yeah, you know, we're learning things every day, and I just learned that emu oil is a DHT blocker. I mean, emu oil is wonderful for the skin and for repairing and for scars, and it's a wonderful product.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, because the hair follicles also form the DHT, so that might be an interesting approach to hair loss.
Is to rub
massage your scalp with
emu oil.
Yeah, because lack of blood flow can also contribute to hair loss.
And just rubbing it will stimulate that blood flow. Yeah. So, and I know there's a lot of medications for hair loss.
Yeah, Propecia is one that's been approved.
And so, you know, it can be, when do I go on to an actual medication versus trying something natural? Certainly, you know, trying the natural approach, I think, is always first.
Yeah, I would say so.
And so, okay, so let's move on a little bit to the skin, because that's also a very big issue, is our skin. And Dr. V, why don't you tell us a little bit about the skin?
I'm over here again doing other work. I'm like flying an airplane in here, looking at all the panels with all of the the knobs and the lights and the buttons, and she'll often do that to me. She'll turn around and she'll say a bunch of math stuff and say, "So what does that add up to?" And I'll be like, "What? Wait, I was going over here."
She's just checking to see if you're listening.
I am here. But yes, the largest organ of the body, that is one of the key factors about skin. So that is something, of course.
Right, and a lot of people don't realize it is an organ.
Yes, it is.
It's an excretory organ.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so anything you're putting in that doesn't belong there is going to try to make its way out if you can't get rid of it any other way.
Right. And that's why, like, when you sweat, that's very good for you, actually, is because that helps get impurities out of the body through the skin.
Yeah, especially the ones that we can't get out, the ones that get stuck in your fat tissues.
Ah.
You know, because you can pee out some of the other ones. You can pee out some heavy metals and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But some of these other pesticide residues, they get stuck inside your body and they don't leave. I think that's
And so sweating is good for mm-hmm. that. So going mm-hmm. into a sauna.
Mm-hmm. Infrared saunas are great for that.
Forcing your body to sweat.
Speed up the metabolism, helps in
and
heart
you know,
failure.
That's one thing that I need. I have one of those little individual infrared saunas at home.
Yeah, me too.
Do you?
Yeah,
do you
I do.
Use it?
My husband's using it now.
He's
well,
claimed
good.
It. You can't get it. He's claimed it.
He has it set up, but sometimes we get upset when things are in the middle of the house for
too
long.
Well, that's exactly my issue. Mine is stuck under the bed right now because where do I leave it set up like that?
Near the bathroom after you work out, maybe.
Okay.
After you work out, you run in, sweat, and then shower.
Because it's wonderful for sweating. Yeah. I love it. When I'm in it, I love it.
It's not good for the summer right now.
Oh, really?
It's kind of warm out, don't you think?
I guess I could just go outside and
sweat,
sit
outside
right?
in the lanai,
yeah,
you'll
can
sweat.
Hot boxes work, they say. Hot boxes. Sit in your car.
Oh, I don't want to.
All
yeah.
of you people listening in your cars, turn off the air conditioning and sit in your car.
Not
it's
for too long.
Not for too long.
For a half hour. And don't leave your kids or animals
don't,
there.
Don't do that.
Please, no.
Yeah, don't explain. It's therapy.
That.
This is not therapy for them. No.
We're not assisting in
oh, please.
Anything.
Well, Dr. Erica Bradshaw, located in Brandon and Tarpon Springs. Her number, 813-810-1688. That's 813-810-1688. Give her office a call if you do have more questions. We're going to a quick little break, and we'll be back in just a minute to cover more on Gulf Coast Nutrition. Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the show. And if you're just joining us, thank you. We're glad you tuned in. We appreciate it. And we are Gulf Coast Nutrition and a store of the same name, Gulf Coast Nutrition in Palm Harbor on the corner of Alderman Road and Alt 19. We'd love to see you there. Answer questions, show you around. We have a lot of great things to offer, a lot of great specials, great pricing on very, very good quality supplements. I try to bring in the best quality supplements that I can.
And you do a great job.
So, and we also have lab testing there, which a lot of people, it's very unique to our store. You won't see that in other health food stores. So we offer not only conventional lab testing that you can get, but also all of the nutritional diagnostics, like your hair analysis.
Yes, and
we're
food
talking
allergy
about hair,
testing.
Your food yeah. allergy testing, mm-hmm. your 20, omega quant test.
Right, yeah, to test your omega oils. And as well, you can also get a 23andMe test
which is
to get
great,
your genetic testing done.
Great genetic profile test.
Absolutely.
So lots of nutritional diagnostics. And today we're talking with our good friend Erica Bradshaw, Dr. Erica Bradshaw, and her office is located both in Brandon and Tarpon Springs. You can actually see her in either places, a little spread, and her phone number is 813-810-1688. Again, that's 813-810-1688.
And that's so if people are interested in, we're talking about hair, skin, and nails today, and you have some issue with the hair, skin, or nails, you can give Dr. Bradshaw's office a call and set up, have some testing done, and see what the cause, the root cause behind those issues are. But today we are discussing some of the possible causes
right,
that are involved.
Right, because what's going on with the hair, skin, and nails can just be a symptom sometimes of a bigger problem. So you really want to find out what's going on in your body. And we've been talking about skin, and you know, we mentioned certainly dry skin. A lot of people have very dry skin, and certainly the omega oils can help with that, right?
Or even water.
Right.
Drink your water.
Yeah, that's very important. If you're not hydrated enough, you can have very dry hair and skin.
8 glasses a day. If you ever go out to California or Arizona, it's unbelievable how dry you could get in 3 days.
I was just in Arizona not too long ago, a couple weeks ago,
so
actually.
You know what I'm saying.
Yes, it was very dry.
Yeah.
And yes, I made sure I drank a lot of water. You've got to stay hydrated out there. So certainly our skin, you know, one of the big problems that teenagers mostly face, I mean, adults face it too. I mean, we get certain breakouts.
Adult right? onset
so,
acne.
Right. So, but a lot of teenagers will come in looking for things that will help them with acne. And, you know, that's basically your sebaceous glands getting all clogged up and, you know, it forms the pus in there. Without getting too graphic.
And then bacteria can set up house.
Mm.
And then so, you would have to, you know, find some kind of antibiotic preparation. But natural things could be tea tree oil. Vaporize your face, or there's pads with tea tree oil or face washes that you can find at, well, health food stores, I guess.
Right, yeah, we carry a lot of those.
Yeah.
Definitely things that you can put on your face to cut that bacteria down. Vaporizing, I think that's very interesting. That's something that a lot of people used to do years ago that they don't do much of anymore.
Yeah,
I know,
my mom used to line us up in the kitchen and steam our faces whether we needed it or not. Is that weird? Or I mean, she was ahead of her time.
Did she do it just for the health of the skin or for the health of the lungs with the for the health of the skin?
Open up your pores and
So, but you're suggesting I actually have one of those facial vaporizers where you just kind of stick your face right in this little portion of it and it vaporizes the water and it really opens up your pores. It's wonderful. So we should stick some tea tree oil in there.
Yeah, you might want to read on the packaging if it's okay. It's not going to damage your machine.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
I don't think so.
Okay, because the
water is it's a closed system, so it's not getting into the machine itself.
Yeah. Okay, because I would just say use a pot and put 10 or 20 drops of tea tree oil in 2 inches of water and make sure your hair doesn't get burnt.
Yeah, you pull your hair back when you're doing that.
Yeah, pull your hair back.
And don't make it so hot. I mean, we're just talking about a little bit of steam. Don't burn yourself when you do this. But steaming your face is very helpful. And that's a great suggestion for teenagers to do that. And, of course, I think it has a lot to do with what they're eating, too.
What they're putting in their bodies or not putting in their bodies. They're not teenagers. When I was a teenager, you wouldn't believe the garbage I ate. I ate salami, Cheetos, sodas.
Right.
I mean, I can't even believe. I'm almost embarrassed to even mention that. But that was me at 12 years old, a Snickers bar. I would never touch that stuff nowadays. But most kids do eat that, and they don't get enough salads and things that alkalinize their systems, and they're eating hydrogenated oils and not. Some of them don't even eat fish. Do you know that?
Yeah. Oh, I know. Teenagers kids in general can be very, very picky eaters if they've not been brought up in the environment where there's a lot of good foods available. So there's a lot of peer pressure certainly on teenagers and the way they're eating out and, when they're with their friends.
And I've just had someone who I spoke to, a teenager who I asked about eating breakfast. Oh, yeah, I've eaten breakfast. And I said, where? And they said 7-Eleven. And I was like, really?
Yeah,
and I
found out
what, they described what they had eaten for breakfast. And I said, that's not breakfast.
But all of that, like if you're getting all that, like you said, hydrogenated oil and trans fats and those type of things in your body, that's going to clog your pores.
I would think so once you start sweating.
So you want the good oils. You want to, we go back to coconut oil once again. It's wonderful.
But kids don't usually cook for themselves either. I you know what? If I were a high school kid, I mean, you know what I used to do in college? I used to just steam a whole thing of broccoli and eat it. I mean, it was stuff like that. But what I would do is go to your nearest health food store, and some of these stores have juices they offer.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, I don't know, does your store juice stuff?
No, we don't have a juice bar there. But there's also other things that you can do. Even you can blend your foods, of course.
With those bullets.
Mm-hmm, the bullets or the Vitamix or any of that, so that you're getting the fiber as well. Because the problem with some of those juices, even the green juice, is there's no fiber in it whatsoever, and it's very high in sugar.
Well, I'm not going to name names, but I wouldn't pick that particular company.
Mm-hmm.
I would want something that I've made myself in my house, and it's cool. Like you could put flax seeds in it. You could put blueberries, a little kale. You'd be the hippest kid on the block.
Yeah.
If you did that. And
especially if your skin is clearing up.
Yeah. You would have great skin, especially add a little salmon to that and blueberries and fatty acids.
I think that's the thing. Once kids and they start changing their diet and they start seeing the results in their skin, they realize the connection.
Yeah. Even with, I'm thinking probiotics, also adding that to the drink. Probiotics,
absolutely.
Those are excellent for the skin.
And we usually suggest probiotics when somebody comes in. You know, it certainly is a good place to start and get a lot of that good bacteria in your system. So very important. Now, what about eczema? Eczema is also another very prominent skin problem.
Yeah, eczema is known as atopic dermatitis, and it's basically a chronic inflammatory disorder. So the patients may come in with dry, scaly, itchy rashes on their skin, and then in adults, it happens in the folds of their arms or their inner elbows and even behind their knees. So most adults, actually, it's only 10% of adults, really, that get this. But when the skin breaks down, like in the same thing with the acne, you could get infections in the skin. So the mainstream treatments for things like that start off with like steroid creams, right?
Right.
But with holistic and integrative doctors, we want to see like what the heck's causing this stuff. Like do a food allergy panel.
Because that can
be
really related to eczema,
yeah.
Is what you're eating.
Yeah. It's what you're putting in your body, for God's sake. And a lot of these people are also prone to getting asthma as well.
Oh.
So they might, a lot of asthma patients might have this. And I don't know if the steroids can maybe worsen it over time, maybe, you know.
Well, I mean, it makes sense if you're not getting to the root of why that's happening. If it is a food sensitivity, a food allergy that's causing your skin issues or asthma, because that's probably why a lot of people with asthma get eczema is because mm-hmm. they're having both issues because of something they're eating.
Yeah.
We know that asthma can be related to what you're eating.
Or even, I think a lot of these patients, forgive me, my husband, who's a pulmonary doctor, a lot of these doctors give steroid inhalers to the patients.
With asthma.
Yeah. So when I see these patients, the first thing I'm thinking is fungus, candida, you know, it just goes on
right.
like a red light. Like I'm going to have to detox. I'm thinking what detox cleanse I'm going to use for them
because
to get this garbage out of their bodies.
And yeah. They're covering up the whole thing with the inhaler.
Yeah, they're covering up the inflammation temporarily.
Right, but now you mentioned yeast and candida. That can be definitely related to what's going on the skin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people with skin issues, you know, they think it's a topical situation. What's going on with my skin? But it's what's going on in their gut.
Yeah, what's going on in their gut? And what about this? What about the pH of their bodies?
Mm.
That's huge with the skin.
So the pH, and what that means is whether you're alkaline or acidic. So
how would you know that? You would have to get these pH test strips.
Right.
And you dip your urine and you see.
And we have those at the store.
Yeah.
And so you can see whether you're alkaline or acidic. So you should be more alkaline. I mean, mm-hmm. that will help the skin, right?
That'll help the skin. So actually, all you kids out there, you can... go to the health food store. You could get the pH test strips and then check and evaluate according to what salads you're putting in your body, how your urine pH is, or if you have pizza, what your urine pH is, or if you're drinking beer that weekend.
Oh, that's a great suggestion.
Check the pH of the urine.
So you can,
you'll
you
see.
Can, yeah, there's a visual there.
Yeah.
Well, that's
good
wonderful.
Idea.
And for those who want to get in touch with Dr. Bradshaw, her phone number is 813-810-1688. We're Gulf Coast Nutrition. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition. We're here with Dr. Erica Bradshaw, integrative medical doctor. We're discussing the topic of hair, skin, and nails. And again, Dr. Bradshaw's number in both Brandon and Tarpon Springs, two office locations. Her number is 813-810-1688. That's 813-810-1688. And of course, I'm here with my co-host, Brenda B., as well.
Hi, everyone. And welcome back to the show. We're so glad you're still with us. And we've been talking with our good friend, Dr. Erica Bradshaw, like Dr. V said, about hair, skin, and nails. Some interesting stuff we've been talking about. We were talking about hair and how important it is and how it could show, you know, that could just be a symptom of something else that's going on in the body when your hair is thinning. Same thing with skin. You know, you've got to look at what is it that's affecting your skin. We were talking about eczema being a sign of what's going on in the gut, actually, and not just what's going on in the skin.
And all the different lab tests, by the way, that can be run to see that. And that's why people should consult a medical doctor about these sort of things.
Right, to see if it's an underlying issue. The same thing with nails. Nails can show a lot about what's going on in the body. There's actually people who do nail analysis, you know, to see that. But
that's
like
me.
That's you. See my nails? How do my nails look?
They look pretty good. What happened to your index finger
Yeah. I actually got that cut off when I was
okay.
a child.
Well, that doesn't count here.
No, that doesn't count.
I mean,
see
I
how it's shorter than the other one?
Yeah, it's hard to analyze that.
Okay, look at this hand then.
You have to have a whole nail to analyze it. Yeah, they look good. You look oxygenated. She's got, you've got maybe micro ridges.
I
but they're good.
Yeah,
they're
noticed good. I do have some ridges.
But Dr. Bradshaw, what should people look for? They're looking at their nails right now as you're speaking about it. What are some of the signs or the things that people might see?
Well, you want to make sure that there's good color in the nails. And then you want to, you could press the end of your nail and make sure that it blanches back pink. Because if it doesn't, it could mean that your nails, that you're anemic, for example.
Oh, okay.
And then sometimes when you have these ridges, I was just commenting on the ridges in my nails that reversed when I started taking trace minerals, large amounts of trace minerals. I'm amazed.
So the ridges could be a trace mineral deficiency.
Yeah, or it can be an absorption problem. People on medications for peptic ulcer disease or gastritis, for example, can alkalinize the stomach acid and prevent you from absorbing your minerals. So you have to look and
see, and that can show up in the nails.
Yep.
Now, I know that, like you mentioned, the color, if your nails, like your nail bed is yellow or something like that, that could be a very serious problem.
Well, you might have a fungal infection. If say you go to these nail places and get your nails painted and all of a sudden you notice that your nails are turning a little yellow, well, depending on the place, if it's a high level nail place, they might clean their tools every
nail
time.
Nail salon.
But yeah, if you're at the lower escalon nail places, you might find that they're not cleaning the tools as well, and it might be a fungus, so might be an issue.
And a lot of people will get fungus not only on their fingernails from something like that, but I know a lot of toenails.
Toenails, especially because, in Florida.
Really?
I think it's the moist air. There's a lot of mold here.
And you should be wearing open shoes as well, and not always closed shoes, from what I understand.
Yeah, but if it's moist out and the shoes get moist inside or it rains, and then,
right, that's what I mean.
Like
so wear open
saying,
shoes.
Yeah.
Open-toed shoes. Open-toed shoes. Let your toes breathe.
Let them breathe.
But, you know, going back to tea tree oil, we talked about tea tree oil for the face. I mean, tea tree oil for nail fungus is very good.
Yeah, tea tree oil is very good. Apple cider vinegar is another thing you could put on your nails.
Oh, and you can even actually soak your nails in that.
Yeah, I have someone with a nail fungus right now who's doing that and has benefited really well. But that's true. So the tea tree oil, oil of oregano, there's a few antifungals out there that work really well with that.
And you've got to understand that it takes a while. It's not like you dip your nail once and the nail fungus goes away. I mean, usually the nail has to grow out healthy again.
Yeah, some of the medications on the market, I've looked up how many weeks it takes. 52 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, 52. So if it happens in 12 weeks with tea tree oil,
count yourself. Yeah, that's
don't
great.
Don't tell
great.
Anyone. Yeah. Keep it to yourself, okay?
The doctors won't believe you, I don't think.
Or right. Don't let any drug companies find
but
out.
But Dr. Bradshaw, there are also some serious medical conditions that you can discern just from looking at a nail, right?
Yeah. For example, I remember once I had a lady that came in. She was a chronic smoker, and her nails were blue, and they were a little clubbed. And I thought, wow, she didn't have a cough or anything. And I said, let's do an X-ray. Boy, there was a huge lung mass on her X-ray.
Oh, my goodness. You got that from the nails.
Yeah. And heart disease also.
How many? Okay, I want to ask, and email me this. Email me your answer. How many of you have ever been to a medical doctor and they looked at your nails? How many times has that happened?
Yeah, I guess nowadays, they're so concerned with specialization that they miss things.
I mean,
things.
I'll be honest. Other than yourself, I've never been to a medical doctor that looked at my nails.
This is true. I mean, a lot of medical doctors are more concerned with getting the diagnosis through means of ultrasound and CT scans and all of this stuff that we've almost forgotten how to do a good physical exam.
Yeah, look at the person, right? Look at their skin, look at their nails. that those type of outward signs that there may be something serious going on within the body. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, diagnostic testing, I'm a true believer of, you know that, but.
Well, there's, I mean, if doctors really did great physical exams, you might not see as much pathology as you do when you go walking through the mall. It's yes. unbelievable what you see.
I know.
Maybe they would think
is.
About it.
What about just like nails that don't grow very well, like they keep splitting or they keep cracking?
Yeah, that could be thyroid problems, for example.
See?
So then you're looking at something like getting a thyroid test.
Yeah, so. You might want to do that. You know, another thought that comes to mind is if the nails are really weak and it's a woman, you know, over 50, you might consider doing a DEXA scan. What about their bones?
Oh.
Right?
That makes sense.
Think about that. That's important to know.
Especially, that makes sense.
Especially if they're on the PPIs.
Ah.
Proton pump inhibitors.
Right, because that can block the absorption of calcium in the body, can it mm-hmm. not? I mean, there's lots of problems with PPIs, osteoporosis, high risk, pneumonia, high risk, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So we'll do a show about that one day.
Okay.
Now, there's lots of things that people can take actually for their hair, skin, and nails. We mentioned the trace minerals, which you're seeing great results with.
Mm-hmm.
Also, BioSil, there's that product BioSil, which is the silica supplement.
Yeah, orthosilicic acid.
Okay, silica.
It's I believe it's a medication in Belgium.
Oh, really?
But in the States, it's in the supplement shops. It has been researched to, well, at least the orthosilicic acid has been researched to help the hair regrow.
Oh, see?
And so it helps the nails as well. It
Dr.
Helps.
V?
I'm right there. I'm already writing it down. I'm going to go and get myself some right after the show.
It's in a lot of bone supplements, too.
Yes, it
More
is.
Professional formulas.
Mm-hmm. And then we've got collagen. A lot of people will come in for collagen, you know, and there's different types of collagen. And collagen, of course, is good for your tendons and your skin and your hair and your nails and all of that. So people will take collagen in a powder form. And we, of course, have the Dr. Vanessa's collagen on sale in September. And this is airing at the end of September, so certainly just mention the show and we'll be happy to give you that discount. So, yes. Dr. Bradshaw, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate you being here. This has been great information. Again, let's talk about how people can get in touch with you.
Sure, both in Brandon and Tarpon Springs. And your number is 813-810-1688. Is that correct, Dr.
Yes,
Bradshaw?
It is.
And they can get all the full line of diagnostic lab testing they might need to help find out what's going on in their lives, right?
And maybe we'll look at your nails and your hair.
There you
we'll
go.
See.
And, you know, and just mention the show that you came, you know, that you heard about Dr. Bradshaw at the show. I think she'll give you a little
discount.
Little discount
there. You go.
There.
All righty. So, folks, until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.